It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table, and today we are wrapping up our Bible study on the book of Habakkuk, and we're going through chapter 3, and this will be just verse 19, the final verse, and Connie Stanfill, our teacher, is back with us. Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Hi. Well, today we're going to be doing one titled, The Lord is My Strength. I love that title. What will we be learning about in this final conclusion?
Well, you know, it's a summation of what the prophet Habakkuk has learned through his time with kind of questioning and receiving answers from the Lord. And then, you know, at the end of this, his prayer, which is sung as a psalm, really, we find out, again, what he's holding on to. And bottom line, it's the same for us, too. The Lord is our strength. And so it's a good word to hold on to. I will read the verse in Habakkuk, and then we'll talk about some of the details surrounding it, and then we'll be looking at some other places in Psalms and the prophets and the New Testament where it speaks of similar things. So Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. And then the chapter actually ends with, to the choir master with stringed instruments. So we've got this clue that they probably did sing this little bit of it. But when verse 19 starts with God, the Lord, and so it's really Adonai, Yahweh. And so it's a very strong name for saying the God who's my Lord, but also the covenant God of Israel is the one I'm calling on. And then he's saying, is my strength. And so again, we've got the part of what we covered yesterday was just that joy in the Lord, joy in the Lord's salvation. We look to the Lord. He is the rock. So many places in the Psalms we hear about God as our rock. He's our fortress. He's the solid footing that we stand on. We find out in Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so the world changes. People change. This earth will actually be destroyed. We find that in Scripture. But God and his word is eternal. And so that's what we hold on to. Habakkuk has learned that. He's learned that devastation is coming to his people, and then the oppressor, the Babylonians, are going to be destroyed. But he's going to hold on to the Lord. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We talked a little bit about God being the strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength from Nehemiah chapter 8. And then we're going to take a look at Psalm 18, verses 31 to 33, because the psalmist did so beautifully just speak about the strength that the Lord is for them. So Psalm 18, 31 says, for who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. And so here we have, again, that same combination of God's strength and then equipping of his people to do his will. And when you think about the feet of a deer on the heights of a hill, they've got the strength to be able to climb up there. They're nimble. They're moving around. It's just a beautiful picture of God enabling people to be in a place of victory and doing, you know, just it's a place where God is allowing the person to do what would please the Lord. And so even though you might be a conquered, downtrodden person, or you might be a woman here today who's suffering from a terrible problem, God alone can pick you up, place you on the high places, and enable you to actually overcome and be strong in a very, very difficult place, to actually conquer from or rule from, in a sense, just only in the sense that God is the one who's your strength and allows you to do those kind of things. I think of it's, you know, you're not only going to survive, but you will actually thrive because of the grace of the Lord to do what he wants you to do. Again, never on your own power, but in his strength. And so that's just a beautiful, beautiful thought. When we think again about the joy, it goes along with this also. And if one thing I forgot to say yesterday when he talks about, I will rejoice in the Lord, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Literally, the Hebrew says, I will jump for joy in the Lord. I will spin around for delight in the Lord. And so it's a picture of just truly looking to what the God can do and being totally content in what God provides. And then there's also the sense in this that the joy of the Lord, I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. It's really the idea that when you are submitted to God as your Lord and Jesus Christ is your Savior and you're trusting in the Lord, whatever circumstances may come around you, those are truly underneath his hand. And because of him lifting you up, you're over those circumstances. And so they can't overpower you or put you down in a way that he won't allow you to. ultimately, really what Habakkuk is talking about is our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. When we look to the New Testament, we see that so many times about how the people that were downtrodden and looked at with contempt by the world are the ones God honors and rewards. And so we think of Hebrews chapter 11, the heroes of the faith. And at the end of that, it's about the people who were killed and tortured and died and went around homeless and all that. But those are the heroes of the faith because God was working in and through their lives and he was pleased with them. I'd like to remind you, though, just a few verses in the New Testament that so much speak to what God is doing. Again, it's not looking at things from the way God does, not from the way people do. In 2 Corinthians, Paul was writing about some of the difficult things he's gone through. But in chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, then he says, "Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again." That's Habakkuk's hope, the same one, because it's in the same God. Also in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, Paul writes, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere." And so the world might look at us differently, but in God's eyes, we are victors, and we will have the ultimate victory in Jesus Christ. And so finally, in 1 John 5, verses 4 to 5, we again hear how that faith is what brings us victory, and it's always the victory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" And remember, our key verse here in Habakkuk was Habakkuk 2, verse 4, "The righteous shall live by faith." It comes around. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus. We're safe in him. He has the ultimate victory. Whatever happens in this world, he is with us and he will help us. And eventually, one day, we will go to be with him and all things will be made right. And so that's the hope that Habakkuk is holding on to. In scripture, it also says in 2 Corinthians, it talks about how Jesus Christ is the yes to every promise God ever made. And so that's what we hold on to. That's what Habakkuk ultimately was looking forward to. And hopefully just by walking through this book of Habakkuk, we'll come to understand again who we hold on to and what our faith is in.
Oh, thank you, Connie. What a great lesson. And I will say of all of the 15 studies now that we've done, that you've taken us through throughout the book of Habakkuk, he's really been on a journey himself, hasn't he?
Oh, definitely. We can see it so well. And hopefully we've learned as we've gone along with him through it.
Yes, and I think as we mature and grow in our faith as women of God, that we want to take, we want to go from where Habakkuk was, where he began complaining to God in his circumstances of the day, and really go to having that saving faith, don't we?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And all of the lessons will live at naomistable.com under the Bible Studies tab. So if you missed any of these, you can start these anytime. Even a year from now, they will be here. And this particular lesson is called The Lord is My Strength, and it's under the Habakkuk lesson. And thank you so much, Connie Stanfill, for being with us for this wonderful journey.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, we will be right back.